Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience Old Dominion Monarch season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog. Make sure you head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for a free $25. Yes, you can use the free $25 to enter their Best Ball Mania 2. First place in Best Ball Mania 2 gets $1 million. That's right. Sign up now for a free shot at $1 million. Drafts are happening constantly, and it's not just NFL. They also have NBA, MLB, and more. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN for your chance to win $1 million. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, of course. Don't forget to download the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo-ee. Welcome. Welcome to the College Football Experience Old Dominion Monarch season preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Yeah, yeah. He felt like shit after.
Yes. And I'm joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh.
How are you, pal? You want some? Yeah, let me just get you some music here, all right? Let
me
just
hook me up. Yes.
We're Old talking. Dominion. Yes.
Old the Dominion. Monarchs.
We're not talking about a root beer. We're talking about this is the Monarchs, all right? The team that won the national championship last year. I think, look, if. Here's my thing. You know, I lobbied for UCF to be a national champion, Patty C.
Yeah.
You know, I said, look, they beat everyone on their schedule. It's not their fault. The system is dumb. Well, look, if the New York Times is going to crown UConn national champions without giving Old Dominion any love,
that's
then
right.
I'm going to say Old Dominion is a co-national champion.
There it is. Hang the banner, ODU. Hang the fucking banner, the COVID banner.
Of course, I'm referring to Old Dominion punting on the football season last year, which is pretty ridiculous.
The only team in the Conference USA.
Yes, pretty. They should be ashamed of that.
They should.
But if UConn's going to use it, if the New York Times is going to use it.
Yep. Let's see who
shabby
else.
Shabby journalism.
Yeah, come on. Hey, you know what? They're playing they're shooting their shot. They're playing their angle. You know,
they were bringing in a brand new coach too. Ricky Ronnie coming in OC from Penn State. This is a program that's 10 years old, Petty C.
Yeah. What have they done in that time, Colby?
Well, they've only been in the FCS for 6 years, right?
Yes.
Six seasons. Well, seven, if you include last year, they were, they've had a 6-6 season. They've had 2-5-7 seasons. They've had a 10-3 season, even a 4-8, but the last time they did take the field 1-11.
Laid a little bit of a clunker there in 2019, obviously electing not to play. I mean, Bobby Wilder, if I'm not mistaken, had been there for a while.
I liked him. I liked him as well. They couldn't have been there too long because they started their football program in 09.
Okay.
So
fair enough. For some reason, I thought he was there before. I felt like, maybe I'm talking out of my ass here.
Yeah. I feel like you are too. So, let's get to this thing.
What are they? They're at Foreman Field down there in Southern Virginia. Renovations on the stadium, maybe responsible for some of the, recruiting dividends that have been paid lately. We go back to 2017, 124, 128, and 116. But look, last three recruiting cycles.
SB Ballard Stadium, buddy.
SB Ballard. Okay.
Formerly. Former. Foreman Field.
Foreman Field. Okay. A new sponsorship.
That means they got a bunch of money to call it that.
To call it Ballard.
It's kind of a nice stadium though. I'm looking at photos of it now. I kind of dig it.
It's kind of a weird stadium with like the big rounded fucking side.
I'm okay with it. It's like there's a bunch of trees next to it.
It's unique.
Yeah, it's outdoors. Anything not a dome, I'm pro.
I'm all for it too. But look, they went from like the high 120s recruiting wise, 116, 99, 103, and now 96. So kind of in the midst of their best recruiting year ever, Ricky Ronnie might be bringing some of that Hampton Roads talent in.
I think he might. And when you look at the fact that 43 of the 88 he had in spring practice were freshmen or redshirt freshmen. 43 of the 88, Patty C.
Hey, starting young, you know. Hey, this is a team that, like, when you think about the geography of Virginia, where the talent is Northern Virginia, Richmond, and Hampton Roads, right? And UVA's in bumfuck Charlottesville and Virginia Tech's in bumfuck Egypt, in Blacksburg. And like, that's Virginia Tech's big problem. And one of the reasons that despite having some pretty good talent in the state of Virginia, they're unable to, boost a team to elite status because the geography just doesn't work out. ODU not only has a cool name and a cool mascot, right? For all of us Virginians that have ever gone to King's Dominion, you know, we appreciate the old Dominion and the Monarchs, but, look, Hampton Roads is like one of the meccas of football talent. We got, I mean, we could just start rattling off. Let's just start with Michael Vick, Allen Iverson,
Bruce Smith, tons
of talent down there.
If Plaxico you can, Burris, right?
Yeah. If you can get your hands, Ronald Curry, you can get your hands on that talent. You're going to win and you're going to win big. So,
well, I can tell you this, you're incredibly young with 43 of 88, players being freshmen or redshirt freshmen, but they got Stone Smart coming back, senior quarterback. But they also bring in Daryl Mack, who wants to be called DJ now. I liked him at a UCF. I think they're going to be solid at the quarterback position this year. Now the O-line, bringing back 3 of 5 from 2 years ago and a tight end in Dante Anthony Jr. All new wide receivers, all new running backs. And Ricky Ronnie really had this thing. He didn't watch any old tape. He said, we're going to have a flat out competition. I don't care about what happened before. I like that mentality. I will say this though. They were, obviously, with punting on the season, they lost a lot of transfers.
Yeah.
But since then, they've been active. Four-star tight end, Zach Kuntz. I know it's probably Kuntz. Not going to give him that. Not going to give him that.
Zach, Joe Dirt. Zach. Don't try and dress it up. Yeah. It's not Dierte.
Four-star from Penn State transfers in. Patty C, I can tell you, just by adding Zach Kuntz and having DJ or Daryl Mack, I like that.
That's talent. That's two very good teams with some skill position players.
Then they go and get Ollie Jennings, a wide receiver from West Virginia. They go out and get Devon Harris, a defensive end from Minnesota. Trey Blunt, a wide receiver from Georgia. A safety, Robert Kennedy from East Carolina. Clearly he couldn't cut it there. a tackle from Maryland and Tyron Hunt.
Hey, you know what? If you got a salesman like Ricky Ronnie is, and ODU has been the ultimate fuck it, fake it till we make it school. You know, we're just jumping into the FBS right off the top almost. And, you know, we're going to try and compete. Talk about a team built to like benefit from the transfer portal, right place, right time for ODU.
Yeah. And look, I mean, In 2019, they were the 127th scoring offense.
Room for improvement.
But this guy's never coached a game for them, so I can't really say anything. All right.
I'm curious where Penn State was. I'll be pulling that up here in just a second. In 2018,
they were 124. No, 2019.
State in 2018.
No, he was there in 2019 too, because he got hired in after the season of 2019.
You're right.
So let's 124th in rushing, 112th in passing, 128th total offense. That's the third worst offense in the country in the FBS.
Penn State was number 15 in the country in 2019. Ooh-wee. So hey, you're bringing in probably the best coach they've ever had. Shade being thrown at Bobby Wilder here, but you got a guy who has led a top 20 offense nationally here coming in to a super talented area.
Only 41 years old, and he has he's a Franklin guy. You saw what he got to witness what James Franklin did at Vanderbilt. He was a quarterback coach there, then watched him go to Penn State. So perhaps
a sleeper as like a coach that could really kind of pull a Lance Leopold here and bring a program up to its potential.
Yeah, and he did spend 2 years with the great Bill Snyder as well. Bill Snyder.
There it is.
He was with Ron Prince and Franklin, and when they got axed, Snyder kept him.
Kept him on staff. Yeah. Hey, that's a nice little endorsement right there.
So the good coaching tree there. Now defensively, he's inheriting a team that in 2019 was 79th in scoring defense and 55th against the run and 61st against the pass, charting at 46 overall. Patty C.
It's not terrible.
Yeah,
respectable.
And they bring back a solid. Well, they're breaking in a whole new defensive line, but they're bringing back a lot of the secondary and one of their they run a 4-2-5, one of their linebackers. So. It's really hard to project a team that didn't play last year. I'll be honest. And then you tell me that you have this many freshmen going on, 43. So basically half your roster is freshmen.
Yeah.
The other, you probably got a good amount of transfers there.
I mean, let's be honest. This is probably one of the biggest question mark teams in the country.
Yeah.
If you had a guess, they're going to suck ass. But again, this is a team that has potential.
Well, and I want to quickly try to pull up what they did in 2019 here. Because I remember them a few years ago as being kind of chippy. Yeah. This is a team that lost.
Didn't they beat Tech a couple years back?
Yeah. And look, even if you look at the schedule, they lost to Virginia Tech by 14 in Blacksburg. They lost to Virginia by 11 in UVA, and they almost in Charlottesville, they almost won that game. They were up 17-0.
That's right. They were giving UVA a hard time.
They lose to East Carolina 24-21. They lose to Marshall 31-14. Now they did get their ass whooped by Florida Atlantic, but Florida International 7-point game, 1-point loss to UTSA. I think this team might be better than what we're projecting them to be.
I think they're going to really suck this year, but let me tell you what,
I'm trying to give them hope.
Yeah. I'll give them hope. That is somewhere in the realm of reality. If you're hanging with Virginia Tech and UVA in your absolute infancy here, you could take over this state recruiting and you could be, I don't know if there's an example, I guess Miami would kind of be the equivalent because Florida and Florida State, had already started to like become pretty decent by the time Miami decided to like Schnellenberger took over and, boom, they took over. It's all there for ODU to do. Someone just has to put it all together. They need their Schnellenberger. Is Ricky Ronnie that guy?
Could be. The win total is set at 3.5. Wow. So Vegas saying, hey, I see some talent out there with the Monarchs. Give me those butterflies. All right. Look, let's get to the schedule because on Friday, September 3rd, Week one, they are on, I believe it's ACC Network at Wake Forest. Patty C, Dave Clawson is going to fuck them up.
Yes. Yes, he will.
Wake Forest will be 1-0. Old Dominion will be 0-1. But week two, I'll talk about another team that punted on the season last year, the Hampton Pirates. Little backyard brawl.
They should give it to Hampton. I don't know that they should. What did Hampton do last year?
Well, they didn't play last year either.
What did Hampton do in 2019? Let me take a peek at that, see if they're a competitor. I mean, this is like the level of FCS that I'm not super in tune with. 5-7 in 2019 for Hampton.
They're losing this game.
They're going to lose to Hampton.
No, Old Dominion's winning this game.
Old Dominion's going to win this game.
So 1-1 will be Old Dominion. Then they're at Liberty.
That's
keeping it local.
Horrific loss.
Yes, they're 1-2. Home to Buffalo. Any chance now that Buffalo had some transfers and Leopold bounces to Kansas?
If Old Dominion can beat Virginia Tech before having Ricky Ronnie, you know, then Old Dominion can beat Buffalo. Do I think it's going to happen? No.
I'm on Buffalo too. I think this could be a close game though. This is one you circle. If you're going to bet the over, this is one you circle.
Yeah. I mean, Ronnie's probably got a better coaching, than Lindquist, right?
After that, they're at UTEP.
Here's a potential.
That's a win.
That's
dude.
A win.
They're better than UTEP.
All right. I'm in.
They're better than UTEP. Give me a 2-3 record right now. Then they're back to back away. They're at Marshall. Those are far trips too. El Paso.
That's a
bad L. Then they're home to Western Kentucky. I think Western Kentucky is better.
Also an L. Yeah. Bye week before hosting
Louisiana Tech.
I like that they're getting some of these teams to come to Norfolk. Eventually, Norfolk might be a place that you don't want to go. I don't think it's there yet.
Louisiana Tech. They're not beating them.
No.
At FIU. They're not beating them.
At FIU. No, they're not beating them.
Home to Florida Atlantic.
They're not beating them either.
At Middle Tennessee.
They're not beating them either.
Home to Charlotte.
They're not beating them either.
Yeah, I got them at 2-10.
And that's what some of our Athlon is showing, 2-10.
Well, the win total is 3.5, Patty C.
Ooh. Kind of
hammer that the under, because look, one of their wins is a cross country trip to UTEP. That's a game you could still lose.
Yeah, guys, they haven't played football in 2 years. There's going to be some rust. They might not even. I guess Hampton hasn't played in 2 years either.
Yeah,
talk about a shitty time to be a human being. Hey, can we end this fucking COVID shit, please? Good God.
Well, look, guys, I'm on the under. Patty C's on the under, and I feel decent about this one.
Mm-hmm.
3.5. I don't see them winning 4 games.
Look, I don't know enough about Ronnie. Penn State is a team that probably has a top 15 offense, no matter who's running it.
Yeah,
the show.
Yeah. So subscribe to the College Football Experience, because we're breaking out all 130 college football teams. Yes, we will have you covered. We already have 2 Liberty episodes out. We need a 2.0 on Liberty. And subscribe to the College Basketball Experience, because I like what Jeff Jones is doing there down there at Old Dominion. Took him to the tournament a couple years ago.
There it is.
Former Virginia coach.
Boom.
Let
me tell you this.
Yeah.
Foreman Field has had a massive renovation. This is actually kind of a legitimate stadium now.
What is the seat?
You
don't even have the info there. Filthy. Filthy.
SB Fire. Ballard Stadium, capacity 20,000. It looks bigger than its capacity, but still, I mean, JMU's is 20,000, and that's a legitimate stadium. I think 20,000 is. I mean, how big is fucking Wake Forest Stadium? Wake Forest Field, I don't know what the fuck it is. They only seat 31,000, so it's almost ACC level size. We're stretching.
I see what
here.
You're doing there. All
we're
right,
trying here.
Look, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Jeff Jones is doing a good job with the Monarchs. Subscribe to the College Football Experience. Me, Patty C, NC Nick. We've been handicapping every single Division I college football and college basketball game for the past 4 years. Been over 500 each and every season. So make sure you subscribe. Check that out. And we're also way over 500 on our locks. We give you all those picks on the SGPN app for free. Yeah. So download that app, which is downloadable for free at the App Store or Google Play Store. Not only will you get all of our picks with a great, like I said, we're over 500 each and every year, and also way over 500 on our locks, but you're also going to get great episodes, bonus episodes. We just did Phil Steele on the show. Randy Cross. I mean, you name it, Patty Z, Bill Burr. So you'll get all that for free on the SGPN app. So when you download it, make sure you give us a 5-star review. Say some nice things about us in the app, or say some nice things about the app in the app review. So take a screenshot with that, and then find me on Twitter at the Colby D. Give me a follow and show me that review, and we'll send you a College Football or College Basketball Experience T-shirt, brand new. Give me a follow as well at the Colby D. Patty C is on Twitter at Patty C831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. The College Football Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Make sure you check out the Slack channel too. Sports Gambling Podcast. It's a lot of fun. Sometimes work blocks you from being able to talk sports,
guys.
You know, get in the Slack channel.
Run that end around.
Yes.
Run that halfback toss. Saying. Right.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck, get that your SGP work
firewall.
App. Yeah.
You get that Slack app, and then guess what? You're not. You know what? I tell you, my work. The firewalls are absurd. Like, I can't click on like a Sears catalog to look at some bras without getting blocked.
That's what I'm saying. Well, that's why you get the Slack channel, you get the SGPN app, and you realize that
nothing is over.
Nothing is over, Patty C.
You're back in the game, just like that.
So yes, please do that. All right, folks, we are on the under in the Monarchs, but hey, Ricky Ronnie, I'm excited to see what he can do. All right, this is the College Football Experience, ODU style. You better start thinking about yours, and we out.